Sanu malacha, Baruch Hashem, Melabein. The Mishnah in Shabbos lists Melabein among the 39 malachos. And kibbutz is obviously part of that malacha, which is what we're going to be talking about mostly. So interesting you bring that up. According to Rashi, it's an av, it seems. And according to the Rambam, it's a toldam. Which is an interesting point going back to what we saw at the beginning of the year, that if anything, Rambam seemed to have a more expansive definition of the Av. Something to think about, but not for now. So we're going to begin with the question, Shriyasuzei Kibuso, and like we often do at the beginning of the Malacha, let's maybe raise a broader general question with respect to the definition of the Malacha, and we'll see how it plays throughout the whole Malacha. So the Mishnah says on Kufman Beis Mabeis, Haisa lav, meaning like on a pillow, lashlashas, mekancha besmartut. Haisa shalor, if the pillow is made out of leather, so then, nosin ala mayim achtchalas. You can't pour water on a cloth pillow. You can use some type of rag to clean it off. But if it's a leather pillow, you can. So we see a couple of important things. First of all, we have to ask why? If you define the malacha, whether the av is bleaching, but certainly the kibbutz is cleaning, so intuitively you might have thought that certainly taking a stain off of a cloth pillow would surely be aser, and yet the Mishnah sounds like that's okay. Mekancha b'smartut, you just have to avoid water. So water is obviously very important. And then we have this difference between water and leather. So why is water always a problem, and why is leather different? So this point is really clarified in Gemara Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Alef. And the Gemara basically concludes that it is Shayach Kibbutz De'oraisa by Or, and that's true in all areas of Torah. The Gemara there, we have a discussion about Kibbutz for purposes of Tara from Tzaras, and Dam Chatas, and of course Shabbos. So why is there a difference then between leather and fabric? The answer is that by fabric we say shriyaso zeu kibuso, whereas with respect to leather, it is shayach kibus de'oraisa, but you need kiskus. You need to agitate it or to, when I was a kid, they used to have a Tide commercial. Tide is a detergent. I don't know if they still have it, but it has all it was mamish, the basics in Hilchos Kibbutz. So had the commercial go, they would have somebody's would drop a stain on their shirt, and they would take the shirt, and first they would put it in water, then they would agitate it, then they would wring it out, and then they would say, ah, look, it's gone. And they would do it with Tide and the other brand that whatever they were trying to compare it to, Arm & Hammer. And of course, Tide always came out perfectly clean, and the competing detergent always, had a remaining stain. But it was a Gilgal. So the point is, though, that's like the perfect commercial to teach the basic stages of kibbutz, right? You have shriya. First you soak it, then you agitate it, shake it up, rub it, kiskus, and then you dry it out. Those are the cycles in a washing machine. Every washing machine has the rinse cycle, and then the agitation cycle, and then the spin cycle, which is the schita at the end. So we're going to obviously deal with all three. So the first question that this Gemara Zvachim is dealing with is the first cycle, the shriya cycle. So the shriya cycle is where we distinguish between leather and cloth. For cloth, we say shriya zeu kibuso, but not for leather. Gemara over there actually discusses the distinction between soft leather and hard leather. It could be hard leather. According to Chachamim, there's no kibbutz at all. Certainly not midiraisa. The halacha says maybe you're not derabanan. Imagine hard leather is something like leather at the bottom of your shoes, a sole or tefillin or the like. So there's no kibbutz at all. It's a hard material. Soft leather, like the top of your shoes. So there is kibbutz, but not. We don't say shriyasu zeu kibbutzo. Now, why not? Why should there be a difference? So maybe I'll say because it doesn't absorb at all. But it's not true. It's clear from those sugyas that even soft butter absorbs to some degree, certainly not as absorbent as cloth. So why is it that just the soaking of cloth is considered kibbutz? You're just soaking it. You just put it in water. So presumably that's because soaking fabric in water cleans it to some degree, and that's not true with respect to leather. And that's why you're even chayv. The Gemara is clear that shriyas is a kibbutz of mamish and nisr
deraisa. It won't help if you have
so,
muddy shoes and you put it in water. Exactly.
A fabulous question. Says Aaron, it's not true, right? You walk inside with your muddy shoes, you hose them off, and they get very much cleaner. So the answer, l'chayra, has to be that kibbutz relates to internal cleaning. Now, I think this is correct, and I think there's a lot of evidence for this. We will also, as we go through this malacha, see some counter-evidence to this, and we have to figure out how to deal with this. And it might be a machlokas rishonim, and it might be a machlokas achronim, as we'll see. But the pashup shot is exactly, I think, what Aaron is alluding to, which is the definition of the malacha of kibbutz is cleaning absorbed or internal or balua dirt. And cleaning things that are on the surface is not kibbutz. That's why, like we just read in the Mishnah, even though you're taking off the stain, you're taking off the schmutz, but that's okay. It's not kibbutz. It's not absorbed. And likewise, if your boots are muddy and you rinse them off in water without any shifshuf, you will get off that surface stuff. But the internal cleaning for leather requires some type of agitation or something of that sort. Whereas the chiddush of shriyasu zehu kibbutzo with respect to cloth is that just soaking it makes a difference. That's probably because cloth is very absorbent, much more absorbent than leather, and the water will... Now, if you just do shriya and nothing else, obviously it's not going to clean it very much. It's not going to be too cleaned. But it does start the cleaning process. It does some cleaning, not just external, but internal. That's what I would think is the easiest answer. So that's the answer. The answer is that when it comes to leather, there's no internal cleansing without agitation. When it comes to cloth, there is internal agitation without cleansing. This might explain a little bit of an interesting question that very much bothers the Bir Halacha and Siman Shin Beis Siftes. The Gemara Kuf Chachasma Beis says, in the end of the day, Ein Shechita B'Seir, as we discussed, but the Havamin of the Gemara was Yesh Shechita B'Seir. So the question is, Shechita B'Seir, else what? What is the Isser that we thought it might be? K'mashmal and Ein Shechita B'Seir. So according to Tosfos, the Havamin is it's because of Disha. It's nothing to do with here. Remember the lady? She needs to get oil across the street for the lady giving birth. So if we... if you could be Mishana, when you do so, you must be. So we have this great Eitzah, you know, saturate the oil and hair, and then you could bring it over across the street and squeeze it out. So now, but what about Shechita? So, oh, no problem, ain't Shechita B'Seir. So what's the Havamina, though? Havamina that the Gemara assumes Yesh Shechita B'Seir. So Tosa says, yeah, that is Dash, right? We already talked about that. We're masters of Dash, especially.
Is this related to brushing teeth?
So, the Ramban and the Rambam, though, as we'll have a chance to see, don't seem to accept that possibility. The Rambam, take a look, for example, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph or Chaf Beis Halacha Tes Vav. They hold that there's no disha, ein disha l'gdule karka, and we don't assume people are gdule karka, taz notwithstanding, that we just saw. And therefore, the Havamina, the Gemara, must have been al tzkibos. So the Havamina was that there's kibbutz by Seir, and Kamashmal, and there's no kibbutz by Seir, so why not? So Rashi explains, that's because hair doesn't absorb. It's you know, omed al hanimin, the hair, the oil might, it could collect in the hair, because of surface tension, but it doesn't, it's not absorbed into the hair. Now, the Bir Halacha asks, one second, we know from Zvachim, that same Gemara, it's this one, Tzadi Gimel on the base, that it is Shayach, Tumas Begadim, let's say, or Tzaras, or all those things, with respect to clothing made out of hair. Seir Izim, goat hair, which is presumably very similar to human hair. So how could it be that it's kibbutz? If ein schita b'seir, and we're saying that's, so then why is there kibbutz by seir? Right? That's the, basically what the Bir Halacha's answer is, question is. The answer, I think, based on what we're saying, is very simple, that hair, when it's just loose hair, so we don't see the oil as balua, just sitting on the outside of the hair. If you were to weave hair into a sweater, then of course there would be kibbutz, and we would see the absorbed, in this case, oil as balua. And mamela, if you squeezed it out, that would be kibbutz. But when it's not woven, so then we don't see it as balua, we see it as just on the surface, like Rashi says. And mamela, then it's not shayach to schita or to kibbutz.
Is that a reason to be more machmir by wipes? Because it's made into a little cloth thing?
So. Yes, that is why wipes are potentially a very big issue.
Isn't there in Hilchos Nida, women dye their hair, their eyes were fast, right? I thought. And it absorbs into the hair. They're allowed to
accept. So that's true. And it's an interesting question. But absorbent in and of itself isn't necessarily raya. I could also dye a table, right? A wooden table. You dye your tables, right? It's the wood itself is sort of beige, and you want a nice dark table, so you dye your table. It's not paint; it's dye, and it absorbs into the wood. So, the fact that something can absorb dye to some degree doesn't mean, I don't think anyone would say, actually, it's mefurish, that there's no kibbutz by a table by wood. Right? Even though it's porous and will absorb dye, and it's a real permanent absorb, change color. So that's not enough, I think that's where, to be in a parsha of kibbutz. Parsha of kibbutz.
If one removed the dye from the table, would that be kibbutz?
Like, no, that's my saying, it wouldn't be.
Even that wouldn't.
You can't do kibbutz on a table.
Even though it clearly absorbs it.
Yeah, that's not kibbutz. Kibbutz. The type of absorption that we're talking about, kibbutz, is something else. It's something like cloth or soft leather or the like, which is far more absorbent. We'll actually have to have a chance to talk a little bit about this. We'll talk about it with plastic. And one of the big practical questions, which probably won't get told till next time on this Shaila, is actually the question of soft contacts and hard contacts and shriya. And the saline solution and all those types of things. But yes, when we say that there's no kibbutz for wood because it's non-absorbent, we don't have to say that there's zero absorption. There's not the type of absorption that resembles malabane or kibbutz or the like. Yes?
Lamaisa, even if you say oil doesn't really absorb unless you like squeeze it, but then like just practically, the eighth set that the Gemara is giving is like, you know, like ain't sleep to be sayer, so like this, but you can't, how do you get the oil out yet?
Yeah, you squeeze it, that's fine. It's surface tension. Meaning to say that you're you know, somebody has long hair could actually, you know, succeed in carrying a lot of oil, right? You could carry a couple of oil in your hair.
Maybe it was never suggesting that there would have been sleep that if you were.
The Havamina of the Gemara was that when you do this activity, you pour hair into the oil and then squeeze it out. That's an act of kibbutz. Right, and the hamaskana is it's not. Why? Because it's seen as non-absorbent.
And that's just
now I'm saying. But what happens? But if you were to take that very same hair, cut it off, weave it into a sweater, and then that absorption would be considered kibbutz. We'd see it at that point as balua. Scientifically, it might not be that different. Right? It might be, you know, the scientist is saying it's the same thing happening. But when it's woven together, we see the oil as absorbed into a cloth. And as long as it just strands, we see it as oil just stuck onto the surface.
Saying with a wipe, even if you view it as non-absorbed, so according to what you're saying, it's still going to be an issue as if it's absorbed. Meaning by this hair, it's not really absorbed, it's still trapped, but you view it differently. So too by this,
maybe.
Even if it's not.
Okay, yeah. Good. Now, as I said, so this question can help us understand what we noted at the beginning, right? That external stain removal doesn't seem to be a violation of kibbutz. Likewise, the Gemara says that titshal bigdo mekaskaso mebifnim ein mekaskaso mebichutz, and the Gemara says that's because it looks like kibbutz if you're mekaskes bechutz, but mebifnim it doesn't. And megaruro agav sakin or betziporen is also mutter, right? You go to shul and you, get some chalent on your suit jacket so you can scrape it off, the Gemara says, with your fingernail. Even though you're stain removal, so the pashup shot is that's because you're not getting anything absorbed out when you use your fingernail to take off the stain. Your fingernail is not going to get anything absorbed out. Maybe there's nothing absorbed, in which case it'll come out clean, or maybe there's something that's absorbed, in which case a stain will remain. But getting off that schmutz with your fingernail, that should be okay.
What about being mavir tzela?
That, what?
Mavir tzela? Doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say that?
So the Mishnah Berurah, with respect to this, and we're going to have a chance to talk about it, what I just said is the simple reading of the Gemara, simple reading of several Gemaras, and the Taz says this and the like. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir on this. The Mishnah Berurah, the Taz, if you want to see the Makil, which I think is the Pashup Shad, is if you want to look at Shin Beis Zion. The Mishnah Berurah is Machmir on the Shaila. The reason why it's Machmir is because of a Chiddush he has to explain the Sugya by the taking off of the dust. At least that's Rashi's understanding of the Sugya. And he comes to a very big Chiddush. Sounds like the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold the Meshtukal Torah and says that even though you're just taking off surface stuff, it's still a problem. Then he has to, so how does he explain that? The Gemara, right? How does he say, the Gemara says, Megaro b'tziporen? So he says, the Nukimta, says, we're talking about a case where Nishar Roshem, you're not really cleaning it off, but if you were, it's us. The Mishnah is very machmir, and we'll have to figure out the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah, especially because Mishnah Berurah thinks we're dealing with a real deraisa shaila. So it may very well be that the Mishnah Berurah does not hold of what I'm saying. What I'm saying is true, I think, in the Pashtus, the Gemara, the Taz. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah does not accept this. But the truth is, even the Mishnah Berurah to some degree does accept this. If you look, for example, at the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Shin Bei Sif Katan Zion, commenting on the Ramah, that you're allowed to take off feathers that are like stuck on the outside of your jacket. Even if you're machmir for dust, like Rashi, you could take off feathers. So he says, why? She'ena notzos tchuvin betocho, kima amayin da'afar, el omdim milamala. In other words, why is it that we're machmir by dew, according to Tosfos, shaking off the dew, or Rashi shaking off the dust, if you're machmir? That's because, the way the Mishnah Berurah thinks of it, is that that's, sounds like he's saying internal dust, right? When you shake it off, when you brush off your jacket, you're not just getting off external dust, you're getting off internal dust. So that's why it's a problem. Whereas feathers are certainly not internal. They're external, and therefore it's okay. So even a Mishnah Berurah holds of this chiddush to some degree, but he thinks it would seem that, is he saying that, well, when you scrape it off with a knife and lo nishar roshem, you're getting off internal? Does he have a different definition of internal? So we're going to get back to that question. This is now, as I said, just a ha'ara at the beginning. I think that there's a lot of evidence to suggest that kibbutz relates to internal or absorbed dirt, the cleaning of internal or absorbed dirt. But in the Mishnah Berurah, to some degree, seems to accept that, but maybe does not fully accept that. So that's something we're going to work on. But going back to the very beginning of our sugya, like we were talking about, so we know we have this principle of shriyaso zeo kibuso. So the Gemara says, therefore, you can't, isser deraisa, to put your cloth into some water. Tosfos already asks, in a number of places that there are a number of places in Shas that contradict this. One, Tosis in Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph, for example, we find the Gemara in Yumayin Zayin Mabeis that you're allowed to walk through a river to be Mekabel Pnei Rabo on Yom HaKippurim. So it's not a violation of the Isser V'chitz on Yom Kippur, but assuming that this guy is not taking off all his clothing when he walks through the river, so it should be a different problem of Shviyasa Zeru Kibuso. How's he allowed to walk through the river? Lamaisa, his clothing are soaking in water. Or the Gemara Be'er Yud Chesamid Aleph talks about a woman who's nida, she doesn't have any other clothing, she could be tovelas bevigadeha, right? So you have to make sure there's no chatzitzos. So okay, loose-fitting clothing, there's no chatzitza. Technically, minig is not to be tovel in clothing, that's what the Rama says in Hilchos Nida. But technically speaking, as long as your clothing is loose, you could go to the mikvah in clothing on Shabbos. So why isn't that a problem of shriyaso zeu kibuso? Gemara in Shabbos, kofid gemon beis, hayim mahalech upaga ba'amas amayim. That's maybe not the best raya. Maybe that means you fell into the river, but maybe not. Point is, some showed a mess from there as well. We have a handful of places in Shas where it's clear that a person is allowed to get their clothing wet, and if that's true, so that seems to be a violation of Shriyasa's Okibuso. So there are a number of answers in Rishonim, and we'll see six answers in Rishonim and many nafkaminas that emerge from this. Really, many of the kibbutz shalos hinge on how you answer this question. So the first answer, which we're not really going to spend much time on, because it's not quoted by the Beis Yosef or the Poskim, Barry Willig pointed this out. It's the Tosos Yishanim in Yoma Ayin Zayin Am Beis Dimasu Over on that Gemara, and he says basically that clothing which wash quickly have an issue of shriyasos el kibuso as opposed to other types of garments. So when the Gemara says nidas tovelas, it's talking about clothing that don't wash so quickly. In other words, it's a very basic ha'ara. Obviously, what Tosh Shem is saying, we say shriyasa zeh kibuso. Does that mean automatically if I put clothing in water, I'm chayv mishum kibus? No. It's supposed to be kibus. What does kibus mean? I can't lose sight of the definition. Kibus means cleaning. So not all garments will be cleaned simply by putting them in water. So some will, some won't. When the Gemara says it's mutter, talking about garments that won't. When the Gemara says it's aser, it's chayv, talking about garments that will. The Rabbi Willig actually liked this answer a lot, I think. But we're not going to focus on this answer for two reasons. As he said, number one is it's not quoted by the poskim. Number two is it's also very hard to practically figure anything out. Like, it's my shirt.
I mean, it's not terribly different from what the Urayim says, that it's talking about begun and shalwars.
It's totally different, because the Urayim gives us a hagdara. Okay, it's a crazy ukimta. The guy's wearing a leather kittel. You can just imagine. You know, next time somebody shows up to shul and Yom Kippur in a leather, white leather kittel, you'll know they're thinking of the Urayim. And you know, you'll make sure when they wash their hands, they also shake out their hands before they dry, right? The Urayim dikayid. So Lamaisa,
all he's doing is saying the chiluk the Gemara gives.
That's fine, but there's two differences. Number one is the Urayim is easy. I mean, it's a crazy ukimta, but it's easy because he took a chiluk that the Gemara said. And the Gemara is machalik between cloth and leather. He said, okay, hachma yaskin on every place that somebody seems to go into water, nida, so he's wearing all leather clothing. The guy is visiting his rabbi on Yom Kippur, all leather clothing. Gishmak. Okay, you don't need to introduce any chidushim in halacha. All you need to do is make a crazy ukimta, and it's solved. The Tosfos Yishanim is, and if you hold the Urayim, then you could actually say, like, every putting of cloth in water is kibos, shayim, easy. The world is very simple, so like the Rambam, it's complicated to live in, but it's simple to explain, right? That's not what Tosh Yishanim is saying. Tosh Yishanim is saying that even with respect to cloth, sometimes Shriya cleans and sometimes Shriya doesn't clean. It still has to clean. It has to be kibbutz. Shriya says kibbutz doesn't just mean if you put cloth into water, you're chayiv. No. It means if you clean cloth through putting it into the water, you're chayiv. So some garments are cleaned through Shriya, some aren't. It's like the Urayim, like you're saying, the Urayim also makes a chiluk, but there the Gemara made a chiluk, and it's two types of material, and we know what's leather, and we know what's cloth. Applying the Urayim is impossible, right? I don't know what type of material this. So as I said, and it's not quoted. So we're, even though that's the first of the six answers, we're going to call zero of the five answers. Now I'm going to go to the first of the quoted answers. the five answers in the Beis Yosef, right? So that's the opinion of the Ri, Tosfos on Kuf Yud Aleph and other places. And this is also a intuitive answer. Obvious, right? Like we've been saying the whole time. What is kibbutz? Kibbutz means cleaning. So if it's clean, then it's not kibbutz. So if there's a stain and you put it in the water. So now, it's a little bit of nukimta, but not a very bad nukimta. The guy who's walking through the river to get to his Rebbe on Yom Kippur, no problem. His kittel was cleaned on Erev Yom Kippur. And likewise, the nidas wearing clean clothing. When we talk about a clean clothing, then there's no shiasu kibuzo. This is a view of a number of other Rishonim. The Sefer Truma, Smag, Smak, Rosh, the Ran, the Gra thinks this is the Rambam. Truth is, some of those Rishonim might hold of the Riva's answer. Like the Gra really thinks the Rambam holds like the Riva. Similar. But we'll get there. Anyway, those answers all, those Rishonim all hold putting clean clothing into water. Now, the Rush has an interesting addition to here, which is the Rush says at the beginning of Yoma that even if Hushchar HaBeged Machmas Levisha Otashmish Kevin Jana Loftinov, well, I mean, that's a big expansion. Because Lemaisa, right, my shirt, so I'm a big slob, so you know. Every other day, I got a stain on my shirt. Okay. But every other day, I managed to make it to the end of the day without a stain. Right? But the shirt's dirty. I wash it. Why? Because it's hushchar al yedei levisha. Right? Things get dirty even if there's no stains. That's, you know, if you don't change your shirt for a couple of days, you'll get like a black stain on your collar. And it'll never come off. Right? So what about that? And this is very important because, right, lemashal. I want to visit my Rabbi on Yom Kippur. And my Rabbi, Rabbi Willink, I'm in the Heights and he's in Riverdale. But the bridges are down on Yom Kippur, so I have to go through the Harlem River. So I have to rock through the Harlem River. Okay, nishta ze geferlach. So, but the problem is, I'm not like 100% sure that my shirt, I check, I don't see any stains. But maybe it's Hushchar al de Levisha, right? So the Rosh says, no, if you follow this answer, the Riyah, it's also okay. Why? Again, I think the logic is very simple. That Hushchar, that type of dirt, is not cleansed through Shriya, right? If your shirt has a stain, so it could be that a stain will be removed by mere Shriya, you know, loosened or the like. But the type of, you know, dirtiness that comes from just wearing clothing without actual stain, that type of typical dirtiness, the only way it's going to get cleaned is through agitation, you know, like leather. And therefore, that too would be mutter. That's what I would imagine is the pshat. The Beis Yosef goes Mordechai, goes even further, Bedas Hari, very interesting. He says, according to this opinion, if you have a beged that's totally meluchlach, we also don't say shriyasa zoikibuso. Not everybody has to accept that expansion, but I assume the logic would be that, again, because it's not doing anything. Something that's really dirty, so it's also not going to get cleaned through Shriya. Stains get cleaned through Shriya, or at least moderately cleaned, a little less dirty. But mamish, something that's barely dirty, or something that's mamish filthy, it doesn't do anything. Now, we should note that even though this view, the school of thought, holds that there's no shriyasu zoki buso just by putting in water, oftentimes putting something in water will be also midrabanan. And that's because of gzeira mishum schita. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. But at least if you're makbid al meimav, then you can't do it for a different reason. So putting cloth into water, according to some rishonim, might be nisa deraisa shriyasu zoki buso, according to the Ri, if it's clean already, it's not going to be a deraisa shriyasu zoki buso, but it'll be aser because of gzeira mishum schita.
Then why don't you back to square one on the kashya?
Oh, and then what you might say is then that you get out of in a couple ways. Maybe it's different because things that are not makbid al meimav, we're not choshesh that you're going to be sochet. Or it could be that for that is a drabbanan. That is a drabbanan. We might waive under certain circumstances for mitzvah or the like. In other words, when you're dealing with, and again, the parameters of this we'll see. This is discussed in Simin Shin Aleph Sif Mem Vav. But when you're dealing with an Isidra Banan of Gzeir Shem Shechita, so then there might be wiggle room, there might be exceptions. We might not always be concerned that you're going to come to Shechita. Okay. Now, who disagrees? Maybe everybody holds of this re. So the Rashbam seems to disagree. Rashbam on the Gemara Daf Kufchaf Amud Aleph, quoted by Tosfos, the Gemara there is talking about Gram Kiboy. So let's imagine that your talis, your tablecloth is on fire. Good. So we all discussed the principle already that B'makom Hefsid, you're allowed to do Grama, you're allowed to do Gram Kiboy. So you have this great chop. The fire's in the middle of the tablecloth, you're going to spread water all around the periphery of the tablecloth, and then when the fire spreads to the periphery, the water will put out the fire. Right? No sakana, so you can't just put it out directly, but you can put it out indirectly. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Rashbam, whoa, whoa, whoa. How could you do that? Shriyaso zeu kibuso. If you put water on the tablecloth, that's an iser deraisa. So, says the Rashbam, no. We have to get out of that problem sometimes. It means you put water next to the tablecloth, not on the tablecloth. So the base Yosef, Simon Shin base, if Tess is Madaiak, that clearly you see the Rashbam doesn't hold the Re's answer. Because according to the Re, we could, you know, unless your tablecloth is, you don't have to make an ukimta over there, unless you're, you have to make a little ukimta, but maybe just the Rashbam had kids, so the tablecloth is always going to be dirty. They didn't have those plastic things in those days. So Lemaisa, if you learn like the Re, the answer is very simple. You're allowed to put water on the periphery of the tablecloth as long as or the talis shachas b'haor, as long as there's not stains on it. So you must be, says the Beis Yosef, that the Rashbam disagrees with the Re, and any putting of water on cloth is chayav mishum shriyasu zeu kibuso. And therefore, the Rashbam has to come up with another answer. Now, how would the Rashbam answer the question, how are you allowed to walk through the river, right? Not clear. Maybe he'd say like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's mutter derech luchluch. Maybe he'll say like the Urayim. There are other answers to that question. In other words, this wouldn't be derech luchluch if you're pouring clean water on the tablecloth, right? Okay. Now, is there any reason not to, any evidence from the Gemara not to say like the Re? The Re's like such a good answer. It makes so much sense. The only Talmudic objection I found is in the Gra, Simon Shin Beis, of course, in the Gros Mardachai, Perak Yagimel Shabbos, arrived from the Gemara Zvachim that says Zarek Mayim Sudr Lamayim Chayev, which implies across the board even without a Lashlashas. In other words, the Re is making a bit of an ukimta in the Gemara Zvachim by saying there's a stain there. It doesn't say stain. So that might be one reason in terms of Gemara Rayos against him. Conceptually, though, we have to really figure out what it would mean if you argue with him. In other words, isn't the reason simply the point that kibbutz requires cleaning, and if it's clean already, you can't be chayav? So we'll return to that question in one moment. But first, there's a very big machlokas what the Torah holds about this that takes up a lot of space in the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham and the like. So we'll review it quickly. The Torah writes in Simon Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud that it's aser to be misanein mayim tzlulim with a sudur because of kibbutz. Right? This is that really complicated sugya we already discussed when we did dash. Indeed. So according to the Torah, it's mutter with yayin with a sudur, but not with cloth with a sudur. Right? You want to take your handkerchief and strain your water, even though the water's already tzalul, you're just trying to make it even cleaner, clearer. It's aser, not because of borer issues, but because of kibbutz issues. That's what the Torah says. So says the Beis Yosef. What do you see from there? You see that this is Beis Yosef. You want to look in Shin Yud Tests Lamed Zayin. He says it a couple places, actually, but that's one place. So you see that they must hold like the Rashbam. The Torah must hold like the Rashbam. And therefore, even though the hanky is clean, the sudr is clean, you still can't use it to strain your water, because if you don't like the Rashbam, that's irrelevant that it's clean.
Why is the water dirty? Oh, it's my
food. Yeah, the water's clean, and the handkerchief is clean. So according to Tosfos, the Ri's answer should be perfectly fine, right? There's no issue of Shriyasa Zeu Kibuso. So it must be that the fact that the Tor holds that way, it's a machlokas Rishonim, but the Tor's concern for Kibbutz indicates he must hold like the Rashbam. Now, the Magen Avraham Siman Shin Yod Tesif Katan Yod Aleph disagrees with this. Also, this seems to be the view of the Gra. Shin Yod Tes Sif Katan Tes Zayin. The Sif Katans I give on the Gra are only for people with fancy Shulchan Aruch. Other people will have to find it on their own by the Sif. But anyway, so they hold that, no, actually, the reason why the Torah was concerned was because of Gzeira Shema Yischot. Remember, we said, even the Rehold, it's also Medrabanan, Gzeira Shema Yischot, it's not Kibbutz. And even though he says Kibbutz, it means Kibbutz Drabanan, Dainu, Gzeira Shema Yischot. Now, why would they say that? Like, what's wrong with the Beis Yosef's interpretation? So the reason is very simple, because the Gra, the Gemara, or the Tur himself, says that you're allowed to use a mishamaris to strain, right? What's a mishamaris? A mishamaris is also a cloth, it would seem. And it's something that's shaykh for schit. It's not like you're using a plastic filter. That's not a mishamaris, it's not a plastic filter. It's also a cloth, right? If you, in Eretz Yisrael, I've never seen that people do this in America, though maybe they do also. But you go to Bnei Brak on Pesach, and you'll see everybody has a shmata on their sink. Why? Because they, like, crumbs are always popping out of your sink the rest of the year. So to make sure that the crumbs don't fall out of your sink, so they put up a mishamaris. So okay. So in terms of bar, it's no problem. Tzlulin, Gevaldik. But I have a kasha. So if you like the reed, it's also fine, right? Assuming the water is clean, assuming the baguette, sorry, is clean, the shmata is clean, good. But if you hold like the Rashbam, it's very shver. But you can't say it's also. It's a mishmaris. It's fine. But why should it be mishmaris to be good? So the Torah himself is bothered by this question. He wants to know why is a mishmaris aser. Mutter and a Sudar Asur. He says, yeah, it's Asui Lakach. Shkayach, it's Asui Lakach. So who cares? Says the Magen Avraham, I don't understand that one bit. It's Asui Lakach. I take a Sudar and I say, Hinani Muchanu Muzuman to turn this into a Kli HaMiyuchad with filtration. Okay? This is no longer a Sudar, it's a Mishamaris. Right? Is there a difference? If you think Shviyasu Zeu Kibbutzo is an Isser D'Oraisa, cloth when used for, put into water, even when it's clean, is Kibbutz. So what difference does it make that it's Miuchad L'Kach? So what? It's still an Isser D'Oraisa. So therefore, the Magen Avraham does not understand the Beis Yosef. And also, this is the view of the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Lametes. Again, the Magen Avraham is Shin Yotes, Sifkan Yud Aleph, Mishnah Berurah as well. They mamish don't understand. He says, I don't understand the Beis Yosef. What in the world does Asui Lekach help if you think it's an Isser D'Oraisa of Shriyasa Kibbutz? Oh, but if you learn like the Magen Avraham, it's great. There's no concern that you'll have gotten to do Schita if it's Asui Lekach. This Mishamaris is used all day long for Schita. Right? All those people in Bnei Brak are not like taking their socks off the end of their sink and squeezing them out. No, there's no need to. There's no concern for shechita once it's asur l'kach. That's the kasha of the Beis Yosef. Now, the kasha on the Beis Yosef. So Magen Avraham's conclusion is obviously much easier to understand. It's very daichak. It's daichak here because he says kibbutz. But all right, that you could deal with. You could say kibbutz means shriya. The Tor himself, though, as the Beis Yosef notes, quotes the Rashbam's opinion. Stam! Right? So obviously he'll take the Rashbam. I don't know. I don't even remember someone asking this question. I assume the Magen Avraham is going to have to say that when the Torah quotes the Rashbam, he was just citing it as a view. But he doesn't hold like that. Because he holds like the Ri. He doesn't hold like the Rashbam. Or he's going to say that the Rashbam was concerned of the Gzeir Mishim Schita. The reason why the Rashbam said that you can't, but it doesn't sound that way from the Rashbam, not the way it's quoted by Tosos, doesn't sound that way from the Torah. Both Torahs really don't sound that way. Both Torahs sound like it's a problem that Shriyas Lekibusa. But okay. That's what the Magad Avram feels forced to conclude. That you have to say that the Torah, who was Matir Mishamaras, does hold like the Ri. Doesn't hold like Rashbam. Even though he quotes Rashbam. Is there any other way to get out of the kasha of the Magen Avraham without concluding like the Magen Avraham? So there's a Rebbe Akiva Eiger over there, and it's also cited by the Bir Halacha. Says something that seems to be also almost unthinkable. You see how troublesome this question was to them. He says, well, it must be that Ze'iri, who's Matir using the Mishamaras, doesn't paskin like the Gemara in Zvachim that says Shviyasa Zolkibuso. Who says? It's actually a whole discussion over there in Zvachim. It wasn't so obvious. That's what the Maskana of the Gemara is. He must disagree. In other words, Ze'iri, who says Mishamaris is Mutter, he doesn't hold Shviyasa Zolkibuso. Great answer. Except, then the Torah is really messed up because he's paskining like the wrong opinion, right? The Torah paskins Shriyasu Zehu Kibuso, and he also paskins the din of Ze'iri. It's a very, very difficult answer, as the Bir Halacha himself points out. So that's where I think actually the Bir Halacha in the end concludes therefore like the Beis Yosef. But the Kasha is, if you're going to learn like the Beis Yosef, so how do you answer the Kasha that I'm going to run? It's such a stark Kasha. So I think to answer this question maybe a little better, we have to think about why anyone would argue with the Ri, right? Let's assume the Rashbam argues with the Ri, right? Why would he argue with the Ri? Well, Maisa the Ri makes perfect sense. You have clean clothing. How could you be Chayv Misham Kibas if it's clean? So maybe it's because the Rashbam was concerned with some type of Tikkun Ktsas, even though you don't see it. The Ri says, if you don't see it, you don't have to worry about it. So if you don't see a stain, don't worry about Shriya. And the Rashbam says, not true. That's not true. Right? All of us put clothing in the laundry, in the hamper every night. And much of the time, you don't see any dirt. Right? It happens all the time. Like, we have my 2-year-old daughter has this great game she likes to play. Take the pile of clean laundry and take the pile of dirty laundry, throw them both on the floor and mix them together.
Is there an issue of Borer?
So when that happens, it drives my wife crazy. It's not like you could just throw. I could like separate it, do Borer Mamish, take out all the dirty clothing and put it back, right? Now you can't tell what's clean and what's dirty. Some you can, half the clothing. Can't tell if it's clean or dirty anymore, so you end up having to wash everything or wash nothing, right? So in other words, that's why the Rashbam was not so excited about the Ri's answer. Lemaisa is much more to cleaning. Even the Ri concedes, right? Even though the Ri would agree that even if we don't say Shriyasu Zeu Kibusa without a stain, if you throw it in the washing machine, it's going to be kibus, obviously. But even with respect to Shriya, right, we said before the Ri is making this assumption that just soaking clothing that isn't have a stain on it doesn't do anything. Who says? Is that so pashut? Maybe it does something. Maybe it loosens it. Maybe it makes it. It's not true. You know, if I had a undershirt that I wore for a day, right, no stain on it, okay, and I don't have a washing machine, so I'm just going to put it in water and then take it out from the water, let it dry, and I'll wear it, right? I would think that like comes out a little cleaner than the way when it went in, even though I didn't do anything besides Shriya, and even though there's no stain. So maybe that's really what's motivating the Rashbam, that there's some type of Tikkun Ktsas. And maybe the Magen Avraham, the Bir Halacha himself maybe says something a little bit like that from the Tosefta Shabbos. So now maybe we could give a very good answer to the kasha of the Magen Avraham. Okay, what was the Magen Avraham's kasha? His kasha is, if you hold like Rashbam, how could you be matir for Mishameres? Just because it's Asui Lekach, why should that make it matir? Answer is, because when Asui Lekach does nothing, that minor tikkun that the Rashbam is concerned about doesn't apply for Mishameres, because it's Asui Lekach. You've already, you know, put 1,000 gallons of water through this Mishameres. That 1,001st gallon is not doing nothing. So Memela, therefore it's mutter. So let's just summarize that last point a little bit because it's very confusing. The Torah says that it's aser to be misanein maim tzlulin besuder because of kibus. But Mishameres is mutter because it's dark lekach. What does that mean? Beis Yosef says that shows you that he holds shriyasu zeh kibus even for clean clothing, i.e. the Torah paskins like Rashbam. And the Beis Yosef brings support from this, from the Torah, Shin La Medalit Sif Chav Dalit, that he quotes the Rashbam. The Magen Avraham says this doesn't make any sense, because if so, why should a Mishameres be Mutter? And Darko Bekach shouldn't explain a reason to be Matir, and therefore must be that the Torah is concerned about a Vechshash Shechita, and even though he said Kibos Atzlav Dafka, the Torah quotes the Rashbam and Shin La Medalit, Tzarchia, and he's bringing his view, it's Shechita over there. Very difficult question, and the Magen Avraham's answer isn't so pashut. It seems a little bit dochak. Ricky Eger's wild answer, that Ze'iri, that's Matir Mishameres, doesn't hold the Shiyasu Kibuso, that doesn't, then the Torah and the Beis Yosef also very shver. So the answer that we suggested, and maybe the Bir Alach also says something sort of similar, is that the Rashbam is concerned about a tikkun me'at. If something was really totally not niskan al yaday shriya b'mayim, even the Rashbam would permit that. And we can't assume that. If I have a stam tablecloth that's on fire, I can't assume that putting on water around it on the periphery won't necessarily make a little bit of a cleaning aspect. Might clean it a little bit, so it's aser. But when you have something that's aser l'kach, so then there's no concern at all. Good. That is that last point. So that is the answer of the Ri. So now let's turn to the second answer in the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam. This is really the two main answers, are the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam's answer. So Rabbeinu Tam, again, we're trying to answer the question like this. Assuming we accept Shriyasu Zoi Kibuso, so why is it mutter to walk through the river to visit your Rebbe or to be Tovelas B'Vigadeha? Says Rabbeinu Tam, Derech Lech Loch, right? If you're going to walk through the river in your clothing, do you think they're going to come out cleaner or dirtier? Right? They're going to come out dirtier. So therefore, we don't say Shriyasu Zoi Kibuso. Going to the mikveh in your clothing is not going to clean your clothing, not in any mikveh I've ever seen. So therefore, we don't say Shriyasu Zoi Kibuso. Now, an interesting question is, why would anyone argue with Rabbeinu Tam? Let's see if anyone does. Well, let's assume for a moment that they do. Like, isn't that obvious? Is it that kibus doesn't means cleaning? So how could you say dirtying is cleaning? Okay? If you want to talk about, Tzoveya, we talk about that. Agav, this Shiloh comes up in Tzoveya also. The Uraim. But anyway, but how could we say dirtying is cleaning, right? How could anyone argue with Rabbeinu Tam? So I assume the answer is that if you argue with Rabbeinu Tam, it's because you're going to say the two things don't cancel each other out. In other words, maybe it's cleaning and it's dirtying. In one respect, the clothing, you know, when you put them in the mikveh, get cleaner, and then in a different respect, they get dirtier. We'll elaborate on this in a moment. Then the Ri quotes that Rabbeinu Tam took this kula to an almost unthinkable conclusion. You see, in the olden days, prior to the invention of diapers, and sometimes even following the invention of diapers, you find a mother, father holding the baby, and they get some meraglayim on their shirt. So the problem is that now they can't daven, they can't say brachos, it's wet, stofeach amenas latfiach. So what are they going to do? they can't say brachos to rest of Shabbos. During the week, what would they do? They would be mevatel the meir glayim b'mayim. It's all sugya and orachayim. You know, you take a revius of water. It could be mevatel the meir glayim. Fine, put on Shabbos. Shviyasu zeu kibuso.
Couldn't they just wait till dry?
That could be the whole morning. Right? You're going to miss mantfila. And you might not have an abundance of clothing to change it into. So is there any Eitzah? So Rabbeinu Tam told the ladies, yeah, I'll tell you an Eitzah. Apparently in those days, the men didn't hold the babies, so this was only a shayla for the ladies. So he says, now here we have two versions of the Hatter of Rabbeinu Tam. Might a little bit depend on the girsa, if you look, Tysus has it, if you Goris wants in parentheses or not. Either way, the Beis Yosef has two versions of this kula. The less mechudash version of the kula is, what do? You wash your hands, and then you dry your hands on your shirt, right? So that's derech lech lech. That's derech lech lech, right? If I went ahead and I washed my hands and dried them on your shirt, you wouldn't like that. You're getting my shirt all dirty. Derech lech lech. So memela, but so this is like a kutz. It's a harama of sorts. You'll get water on your clothing, but since it's derech lech lech, it's okay. That's the less mechudash version of Rabbeinu Tam. The more mechudash version of Rabbeinu Tam is he would say, I'll tell you what to do. Wash your hands over the clothing. In other words, you have this cloth, this shirt you're wearing, and it has Meir Glaim on it, so you just wash, you know, you wash time for Nagel Vasser, you wash Nagel Vasser over your shirt, and Memeila, Tzerach Lech Lech, and it's Mutter. Now, happens to be that Mitzad Hochos Netil Sidayim, it's much smaller, that's much easier to understand. Because the Pashabah, if you look at all of Hochos Netil Sidayim and Or Chaim, not Hochos Netil Sidayim, Hochos Meir Glaim and Bittul Meir Glaim, you'll see it always says Revius, 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 Revius. Pretty hard to get a revius of water on the shirt from drying your hands, right? You only need a revius of the cup, right? So to get it that into the shirt, that's like very hard to imagine. We always talk about a revius. So the Chacham Tzvi says, see from here, you don't need a revius. And Or Chaim didn't say anything of that sort. No. From here you see, you don't really need a revius. Maybe a lot of Meir Glaim, you need a lot of water. Yeah, not if you have a little bit of Meir Glaim, you only need a little of water. Just need enough to be mevatalt. Don't need a revius. So then you could say, like, the first answer, the pashiv shot. But mitzad hilchos tfila, the first shot is a very big chiddush, to say that even a relatively small amount of water is enough to clean out a garment to allow tfila. And you have to say chiddush, you have to say that. Small amount of urine can be removed by a small amount of water, and that's sufficient. If you say the second pshat, so then it's really very strange. You're mamish washing this clothing, and you're laundering the clothing, right? You're laundering that. You're trying to get maybe vatal mei raglayim, right? This, I'm not going to say it's so clean when you're done. It's true, it's derech luch luch. But lamaisa, you mamish seem to be doing kibbutz. And still he permits it. Still he permits it. So how could this be? Yeah.
Meaning, isn't the Rabbeinu Tam not saying amitzius? Like, isn't he saying the way you do
so
it?
Says Yoni, we're going to have to say a very lam deshavart in Rabbeinu Tam.
I mean, it's what the word
don't say, like I said before, that it just means you're getting it dirty, you're not cleaning it, it's not kibbutz. Thus haste the hagdolos hamelocha. It's derech lech lech. It's derech lech lech. Now, maybe what you're saying is right, but let's stop and think about this. It's an amazing thing. You're doing kibbutz derech lech lech, and now it's mutter, right? This is mamish kibbutz. It's kibbutz derech lech lech. You have this clothing, this shirt, dirty from urine, right? Ad kidei kach, that halachically, you're not allowed to daven in its presence. And just because you're doing it derech lichloch, it now becomes mutter? So maybe. So again, we're going to expand on that in one moment, but let's just say that. So again, the Magen Avraham is very bothered by this question of how to do without a revius. He says, maybe we're talking about very little bit of water. It's not be'en, just tofeach alenas latviach, and a little bit of water is enough. The Chacham Tzvi that I quoted is cited by the Machzah Shaka, among other things, as well as the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkata Nundalit, Shin Beis Nundalit. Sounds like from Hilchos Shabbos in the Mishnah Berurah that we actually accept this Chacham Tzvi. Strangely enough, when you learn Or HaChaim earlier in Or HaChaim, when you learn Hilchos Tefillah, it doesn't sound that way. But now let's talk about Yoni's Chakira. So again, what's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? Is the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam that the reason why this is mutter is because befoal you're melachlech and you're not menakeh? Or is the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam that even though you are cleaning it, but lemaisa, it's not the tzura of the melacha, and that's because it's derech lechlech. Any rayos for that? So maybe one raya surely is the school of Rabbeinu Tam, especially if you take the expansive, radical version of Rabbeinu Tam, which is that you're even allowed to wash your hands over the clothing. But another way, maybe, to see this is from the Rush itself. Rush Yomach Perek Ches Sif Dalet, Simen Dalet. He says, when he's explaining why Rabbeinu Tam allows walking in the water to visit your Rebbe, so he says an interesting lashon. He says something like rov pa'amim mislach lechem ha'begadim b'mayim, or something like that. So why is that good enough? Okay, most of the time it gets dirty in water, right? Most 3 out of 4 times when you walk through a river, your clothing will be dirtier. Okay, but 1 out of 4 times they'll get cleaner. Right? Is that a good reason to be matir and isur d'oraisa? So maybe that's the answer. But even if that's true, maybe I shouldn't be able to give a blanket heter. In other words, when the Gemara says, it sounds like you could always walk through the river, right? The way the Rush seems to present Rabbeinu Tam is that you don't have to think about your clothing. You don't think about the cleanliness of the river. Is this like a clean river? Is it a dirty river? Is it spring water? Right? It's always mutter. It's always water. Well, let's say I knew this was a Pesach Reisha, right? So maybe. I don't know if it's a Raya, a Diokshaye Shalat Shuvah. But I sort of thought that if you... I was wondering that it sounds like a chiddush for Rabbeinu Tam to say it's always mutter. Now, the Zuri, when he gave this hatter, gave us Haggadah, right? If there's a stain on your clothing, it's aser to walk through a river, and if your clothing are clean, it's mutter. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's always mutter. No kimta necessary, but don't sometimes. So, sounds like, and this is what Yoni was arguing, that no, it's mutter because it's derech lechloch. Nobody ever washes their clothing by walking through a river. Even if you wash your clothing in the river, like probably they used to do on lots of rivers, right? But you never walk through the river in your clothing. Now, again, obviously, Rabbeinu Tam would agree if you tried to launder your clothing through washing the river, it's probably awesome. But maybe the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is because it's derech lechloch. And that's the diuk that Yoni was just suggesting in his lashon, the formulation. He doesn't say it's mutter because it's mislachlech. It's mutter because it's derech lechloch. So, if that's true, so this would explain his kula by Meir Aglayim. Right? His kula by Meir Aglayim is simply that this is derech lechloch. Certainly, wiping your hands on something is derech lechloch. Even if your hands are already sort of clean, because you just washed them, and even pouring water over your hands, the tzad that's mutter, okay, that's a much bigger chiddush, would be because it's derech lechloch. And we'll see in a moment, do we accept Rabbeinu Tam? Do we accept the real? We'll get to the Halacha Lamais, and if we do accept Rabbeinu Tam, which version of Rabbeinu Tam? So we'll get there. We'll get back to that in a moment when we get to Shulchan Aruch. But let's just quickly mention some of the other answers given in Rishonim. So the Hagos Maimoni quotes the Riva. Beis Yosef quotes it as well. And some other Rishonim hold of this view. And they say, Shriyazu Zo Kibuso is only when you're Mechavein Lechabes. Whereas when you're Mechavein for something else, it's mutter, like walking through a river, or like going to the mikvah, or the like. The Bach quotes this from the Smag. The Gra writes, actually, V'chein Iker. This is the Gra in Siman Shin Beis. If you have the fancy versions of the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see the footnote writes that this line in the Gra goes at the end of the Gra, not in the middle where it appears. But his conclusion is V'yosin Er Desavar Lei. I think the Rambam, Kamosh Kasav Bach, B'Shem Smag, De'lo, Amrinan, Shriyasu, Zokibuso, Ela Im, Niskaven L'chabes, Kimnas Nisin, De'la Shleshes, V'hu, Hanachin. So it sounds like actually the Gra thinks this is the correct answer. The answer is, so first of all, this brings us to a question which we'll talk more about, I guess, next time, but it's worth raising, which is you have a very interesting thing in the Malacha of Kibos, which is these interesting subjective situations. We have sort of objective kibos, something that's always chayim mishum kibos. And then we have these things that are sometimes kibos, like if you're mechavin lakach, like shaking off the shirt from the dust or the dew, where we say that if you're makvid, it's kibos. We'll get back to that a little later. It's probably related to this. But that's what the Riva is saying. Riva is saying that when it comes to soaking when you're mechavin to kibos is an iser d'oraisa. Soaking when you're not mechavim kibos, you're chavim for something else, is not aser at all. Except, I guess, sometimes because of concerns of schita. So he also is makel, interestingly enough, when nitzumei raglayim on your clothing, tofeachem naslat fiach, can't daven, so it's mutter. Why? Mutter las es aleim mayim kedei levatlam. Not even, I think, like Rabbeinu Tam's kula. Mutter las es aleim mayim kedei levatlam. Kevan she'enu mechavein kiyim letaharam velo letzichtzach u'kibos. So this is a fascinating thing, because, you know, if you would have just told me the Rivaz Chiddush that, okay, it's only when you're mechavein for kibos, but I would have thought that Mevatel, being Mevatel, the Meiraglayim, to facilitate tefillah is a form of kibos, right? So it's very interesting. He's saying no. He's saying that is not kavana for kibos. It doesn't really get any cleaner. Spritzing some water on the shirt with Meiraglayim doesn't clean it. It might clean it a little bit, but that's not your kavana. What's your kavana? It's latara. It's facilitating tefillah, right? If it wasn't for this halacha, you couldn't daven now, you wouldn't clean this. The araya, the last, you know, hour or two, you didn't bother cleaning this. It's only because you want to daven. It's Aryu de Raviale. And we should look at this as Tara. Tara Latvila, as opposed to Kibos. Fascinating. He quotes a Gemara in Beya and Yuma as Rayos for this, because over there, in other words, he, in a certain sense, okay, good. Now, according to this, and again, the guy claims this is the view of the Rambam as well. So, right. Interesting, Shaila. Let's imagine your clothing are dirty and you want to walk out in the rain. Is that mutter? According to the real Chayyavah, it should be us, right? According to Reinu Tam, Yesh Ladun. Pas, just I guess it would be Derech Lechloch. According to the Riva, though, it's very easy to understand why it's mutter. You don't have to worry about it. Because you're not mechavein, so you don't have to worry about the Shriya Yishuvim. What other answers are there? The Maram's answer, quoted by the Tur, is we only say Shriyasu Kibuso by Pishtan, not by Tzemer. So the Tur says Mechatesi. Right, in other words, he's just trying to answer up the Kash. He says, we have a Stira, right? The Kohen Zachman says Shriyasu Kibuso. We know that you're allowed to walk to the river. So, Al Karachicha, there's a difference between Tzemer and Pishtim. And so we'll make the Ukimta that when you're walking through the river, That's because you're wearing woolen clothing, and when the Gemara Zachem says, you now do Shriyasu Kibusa, that's talking about linen clothing. It's most of the Pliya. I obviously must be some Metzias explanation for this, that maybe linen is more subject to cleaning through Shriya and wool isn't.
Put Yosef had told me that he connects the Tosis Hashanah and Yuma to the Shita.
Aha! Oh, okay. I hear. Okay, good. In other words, these things aren't cleaned easily. Good. So, as I said, good. In other words, obviously you'll have to give some type of mitzios. This chiluk must be rooted in some type of mitzios de kachiluk, like you're saying. The final answer is the Reim Simin Reishayin Dalet. And he doesn't like any of these answers. They're all shver. The Pashup Shad is, we say, Shriyasu Kibus across the board. So we know that there's one exception to Shriyasu Kibus that the Gemara says. What is that? Leather. Good. So it must be that the Gemara that says that you're allowed to go through the river is talking about a leather clothing, right? A biker, the guy who's visiting his Rebbe on Yom Kippur, so he's wearing all leather clothing, leather kettle. He's a biker during the week. He's walking through rivers on Yom Kippur. Okay. The Tosfos Yeshanim, needless to say, on Yom Kippur points out that this is a very difficult ukimta because stam begadim are not made out of leather.
He's not wearing
But the Tosfos Yerim also has a kula. Such a chumah needs a kula to go along with it. And that is that it's only if it's a lot of water. So if it's a little bit of water, it's going to be mutter. Otherwise, you have a kasha. How in the world could the Yerim ever dry his hands? Right? How could you dry your hands? Unless you're going to say you could only dry your hands on leather towels. So, as uncommon as leather kittles are, leather towels are even less common. So the solution is that you should shake off your hands after washing, and then you should dry them. And then there's not a lot of water, and that's going to be okay. Right? Okay? So if it's raining, according to Yerayim, on Shabbos, the Chaver brings down this Chumrah. Not B'toras Chumrah, it doesn't sound like Hilda Mikaradin, it's a good idea. So also B'toras Chumrah, anytime it's raining outside, I think you should wear a leather jacket if you're
Sephardi.
That's
why you wear an umbrella.
You should wear a leather jacket.
That's why we use umbrellas. Right. It's Chumrah Asili De Kula.
I see.
Yes, they're umbrellas.
Maybe you should have a leather umbrella for Shabbos. It won't be
Yodim
D'chol.
Classic. You'll have Luchavit Shabbos.
Or a silver umbrella. Okay. So, fine. So, if we ask the question... All right, you know what? It will stop over here. We're not finished the topic. We're going to talk a little bit more about this topic and go on next time to the next topic.
I mean, isn't the Pashup Shad the closest in Shabbos? Things are being time, they're saying the same thing.
Yeah. You're saying the Re only objected to the application of Rabbeinu Tam. I didn't think so. That was too easy.
Where's the Sass? Tovery.
Jerry,
the second thing.
I actually
want to do one thing.
Okay. Good.
I want to see how you're reading that. It could be.